Today, we are exploring our church's theme for December, expectation. We are also considering the phenomenon of the coming of the sun. 2 days from now is the Northern Hemisphere's winter solstice, the time that the sun is absent from the sky for the longest amount of time throughout the year. This is immediately followed by an increase in light as Earth tilts closer to our big star. As the longest night of the year approaches, I invite you to join me in an inquiry into darkness. What comes to mind as you hear the word? Art, psychology, even social agreements form from different and distinct understandings of what darkness brings. For many, it brings rest and respite. Darkness can be a place of things unseen, of gestation and the unconscious. It is in the dark oasis of the cocoon that the caterpillar goes through the chrysalis process necessary to become a butterfly. Some equate the word with an idea of badness. In Joseph Conrad's novel, The Heart of Darkness, the eponymous land was not only a site of mystery, but a place of dread. Many children fear the dark, and many adults do too. Just for a few moments today, I invite you to consider the darkness of pain. People who have experienced depression often describe it as a dark time. Suffering becomes so vast that it eclipses even the expectation of brightness. In this kind of darkness, it feels as if it's always 3 o'clock in the morning inside, to quote F. Scott Fitzgerald. The contemplative stream of Catholicism has a name for this period. They call it the dark night of the soul, a phrase that was coined by St. John of the Cross in the 16th century. To simplify greatly, this dark night is a time when a faithful believer experiences no connection with their God. It is bewildering and scary. There's no calendar for when or if the dawn will come. This phase lasted astonishing lengths for many people who are considered to be saints. St. Paul of the Cross lived through a 45-year dark night of the soul. Mother Teresa beat him with a 49-year dark night of the soul. Whether an official dark night of the soul or simply a difficult time, sometimes we cannot track where we and the metaphorical sun are in the rhythmic cycle. This brings us to a key question. Are there any advantages to not expecting an increase of light? If we are not distracted from the present moment by a hope that a hard situation will change, we can fully take stock of reality. This can give us the motivation we would not otherwise have to respond appropriately. For example, recognizing incompatibility in a failed relationship and letting go of a conviction that it will improve can give us the strength to move on. Similarly, acknowledging a sick loved one is not going to get better, the sun of healing is not coming, can help us do the hard work of being present with someone who is dying. To further explore this concept, what are the disadvantages to expecting this coming of the sun? In concentration camps during the Holocaust, it was well known among veteran prisoners that many people died soon after January 1st. This was not due to the weather or the season, but psychology that was tied to the cycles of the year. Some prisoners' life strategy was to focus on hoping for change for the better. We might call these people optimistic solstice waiters. They thought, by the new year, we will be free. At first, this conviction was a source of strength for them, and in the autumn, they could be noticed because they were more cheerful than other prisoners. As they counted down the months to liberation, their cheerfulness increased. However, when January 1st came and went and they remained imprisoned, these optimistic people lost their will to live. And in the concentration camps, that meant death. Although it's an understandable impulse, pinning our resilience on an expectation that things will be better can be dangerous, especially when we connect that to a specific time frame. Yet there is a strengthening way to anticipate a solstice. We can trust that the darkness itself is a teacher, that there is growth, meaning, and purpose in the suffering of a difficult time. Even if we don't know what the meaning is, we can trust that the lengthened nights of the soul are part of a natural cycle. This is the expectation that can sustain us. So when we are in darkness and hear the community's call or the weatherman's call, reminding us that the sun is coming, instead of anticipating the specific outcome that our lives will be filled with light, we can be warmed by the sun's reminder that the darkness is part of the circle of ebb and flow, the turning of our earth.